before I say this, I can't express this. Hold on. I want you to understand. What I'm saying right now is genuine. It's not coming from no place of hate, no place of disdain. I have no disdain. I have no hate for this dude. I have no ill will towards this dude or nothing. I'm just here to state the facts. You can make up your own mind. You tell me. You can make up your own mind because I know what happened. I'm sure I know what happened. So this is basically what happened. I take about 10 joints to Guru, Young Guru, Jay-Z's engineer at Baseline Studios. I take them about 10 joints, 10, 11, I don't know, it was somewhere in the teens. It was somewhere around there. And I paid this nigga like $1,500 a song. I knew those numbers was inflated, but at the same time, I was like, you know what? I'm opening up a dialogue with these dudes. I got money, okay, let me spend a couple dollars, you know what I'm saying, and let me go ahead and get these records mixed, and then if I want to come back in and get these dudes and try to get a feature, I can go through Guru. I'm just opening up a, you know what I'm saying, a good business line. I'm going to do square business. I'm going to pay these inflated ass prices for these mixes. I'm going to do that, you know what I'm saying, just off the strength. So I pay him for the mixes, right, and we get halfway through the mixes, and he say, Maddie, I'm a producer too. I was like, give me a track. Right? I was like, give me a track. I was like, how much you want? He said, I want 10,000. I said, here, take 10,000. I gave him 10,000 for the track. I didn't even fucking like the track. I did it out of respect. I did it to open up a line of business with these dudes. But just to show you, okay, I'm a solid dude. You know what I'm saying? I can pay high way and boom and this, that, and the third. Even though that's a way of thinking that I'm never going to do again. Because you can't expect for people to be real on the other side. You don't know them. I don't know these dudes. So I'm expecting for them to be real. You know what I'm saying? But this is how it happened. I recorded the record. I think I wrote it in like 15 minutes. I still got the joint. I'm a player. And the joint that Guru produced. Then we got to a record. The nigga Dalvin come in. Dalvin from Jodeci come in with a couple records. He came in with the joint Gold Digger. Right? Now, Guru lit up when he heard the joint. He said, Maddie, oh, you got to do this one. Oh, I'm like, shit, let's do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to work. Let's do it. So I bang the joint out. And I say his name at the beginning of the song. And during the song, I said, radio, need this. Boom. So I come out the booth and I'm listening to the joint. I said, you know what? I look at Guru right in his face. I said, check this out. I like this record. But I'm going to remix it. I'm going to make it up-tempo. I'm going to make it a dance joint. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to remix it. I'm going to put a couple features on it. I'm going to make this record a bigger record, right? This is what I'm telling Guru, right? Now, when we done with the mixes, I leave Baseline Studios, right? Now, I'm back doing whatever I was doing, whatever. Some time passed, and I end up in California performing at a charity event for the little dude who played Ray Charles. You understand? The little dude, he played Little Blind Ray. The little dude. His dad is the wide receiver. I can't remember his name. But Jamie Foxx was there. He was like, you know, partnered up with the little dude doing the charity. So I'm performing at the charity event. And a close friend of mine, Charlucci, he got history with Jamie Foxx. I got the DVD with Jamie Foxx calling out his name, you know, and all of that shouting, you know, whatever. And I'm standing right there, boom, we hollering, we kicking it, boom.